Some of the best meals in New York are served hot on the streets. This past Thursday, four of the city's best sidewalk chefs were honored at the first ever Vendy Awards. The Urban Justice Center sponsored the event as a way to raise awareness and money for the Street Vendors Project. The contestants were chosen by New Yorkers who wrote letters nominating their favorite street corner food slinger. The contest was held at a garage where food vendors store their carts, and NPR's Jesse Baker was there.
For a New York party, this was a decidedly low-budget affair. There were no red carpets, no spotlights or stretch limos, and the closest thing to a celebrity sighting was a tall man with a long, worn face and a closely shaven head. As Sean Baczynski wanders from stand to stand, vendors and their fans gather around him. He is the founder and director of the Street Vendor Project, and without him, there wouldn't be a Vendy Awards. Baczynski has a law degree from Georgetown University, but he knows what it is to stand, rain or shine, day in and day out, on the corner, making his living with a pushcart.
I sell burritos, actually. I love Mexican food, so I sell burritos on Park Avenue and 52nd Street.
Baczynski is a hero to the street vendors. His street vendor project reaches out to those self-employed entrepreneurs and holds clinics to educate them about their rights. It's the closest thing they have to a union. But Baczynski says he doesn't recommend this lifestyle to many who seek out his advice.
I get calls, it seems like every week, from people who say they want to be a vendor, and I usually discourage them because I know that it's very, very hard. When you think about it, really, I think there's a reason why 90% of street vendors in New York City are immigrants. Many of them don't speak good English. The reason they're out there on the street is usually because they don't have very many other options.
Cut up on bread on the sandwich. Sandwich should be great.
If you ask contestant number one, Rolf Balbiel, or Alo Berlin, as he's known to his customers on New York's 54th Street, what's good here? He'll tell you it's all good, but his number one lunch special is
Dictator special.
He says, pointing to a picture of Joseph Stalin, adjacent to another picture of Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That is Stalin, you know that, right? And this is Eisenhower. Here is Democracy special, the people can choose two sausage with all the schmear. And here they cannot choose anything. I give them what I want to get rid of. And so strange it sounds, this is the hit in New York. They want this special.
Babiel immigrated to the U.S. from Germany in 1980. His first job here was in construction, but he claims it was the New York hot dog that actually got him into the street vendor business.
I had a couple of times these hot dogs, and I said New York deserves something better. And that's why I ended up doing this 25 years ago.
In addition to the Dictator Special, he's got 10 types of bratwursts, and bockwursts, and knockwursts, and Bavarian meatballs. Babiel calls his cuisine German soul food, but not everything here revolves around meat.
Everything I cook, vegan food, vegan drink, you know.
Theru Dosiman Kumar is originally from Sri Lanka. For the past few years, he's been dishing out his vegan delicacies in Washington Square Park to a younger college crowd.
He's a lentil donut, the buns right here, his fries are like vegetable roll, then the samosas, that's veggie roti grill meat.
A slight man with a tattered apron, Kumar flips samosas into a skillet of popping vegetable oil. And if the length of the line by his cart is any indicator, Kumar's vegetarian fare is quite popular with these New Yorkers. Mohammed El-Ghahari and his team of gyro makers were the third contestants. During working hours, you can find them on West 53rd Street between 5th and 6th Avenue.
You know, it's a social job. It's more than only food. We love to work with the food, but also, you know, working with the people, especially the people in New York.
El-Ghahari pulls out raw slabs of marinated chicken and throws them on the grill. He makes it clear that tonight he came here to win.
We have big dream, so I hope this is the first step for the dream.
The last and final contestant, Tony Dragonis, was a bit harder to find.
How come you're outside, everyone else is inside?
I'm a street vendor. Right? That's what we belong outside, right?
Dragonis has been vending for over 20 years, and he says he's happy in his job. Well, with the exception of the winter months.
The only bad thing I don't like about this job is the winter. I gotta get mentally and physically ready for the winter.
As the evening wore on, the low-glam party heated up, and the judges began to make their rounds. Nancy Rolfe from the New York Food Museum was one of the judges. She read off the checklist of judging criteria. Seems hard to compare bratwursts to vegan doses.
Portability, draw value, crave factor, service satisfaction, overall quality.
Does personality fit into that at all?
Well, personality is kind of everywhere, and we think we're going to get extra points for personality because all of us think it's really why people come to eat at specific street parties.
But not everyone came here for the personalities or even the food. Ted Giza says for him, it's about supporting the vendors that help provide the city with color.
That, you know, the city's become so crazy with rules and regulations that we're just outraged that these people are having so much difficulty doing, like, an essence of New York. It's part of New York. Give me a break. Just like they cleaned up 42nd Street, now it's like Disneyland. It's not like New York. This is New York. Let the guys alone and the women alone. Let them work. Let them do what they do. They're not hurting anybody. It's part of the flavor of the city.
Sean Budzinski says the point of the award is to honor all street vendors, and not about who takes home the trophy. In fact, even the trophy is makeshift. It's an old silver cup he found in his parents' basement, mounted onto a piece of wood and engraved with the words, Vendy Award. Like the Stanley Cup, the winner will have to bring it back next year, Budzinski says, if they can find the funding and support to keep this project alive. So after much debate and the consumption of a few hundred calories, the Vendy Cup went to...
Hello, Berlin!
After winning, Rolf Bobiel may not be going to Disneyland, but he thanked the people of New York for the opportunity to sell his German soul food in what he thinks is the greatest city in the world. Jesse Baker, NPR News.
You can whet your appetite for Rolf Bobiel's bratwurst at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.